Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for 40 to 50% coverage for that Friday rain, but it's shaping up to be a nice weekend to get rolling on some field work.
There's chilly air in here to start the weekend for sure. So Saturday is underneath cool Canadian high pressure. It's not cold by any stretch, but it is definitely cool. And then we see temperatures rise big time on the backside of that high for Sunday. I think we can stretch the dry weather into early parts of Monday as well, but it's going to be touch and go by Monday midday.
And that's because Martin is following an active precipitation track out west that will bring on again, off again moisture to Michigan the early part of next week.
Most of it is going to come late Monday afternoon, Monday night into early Tuesday. I think we have to look for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation there. But in southern lower Michigan, we likely see another surge of moisture Tuesday night into early Wednesday that can add another quarter to half an inch there. So moisture, not necessarily minor. I will say there are holes here, 75% coverage of moisture through that little time frame, but we'll have to watch and see what we can do on the backside.
For the rest of the week, as we turn the calendar over to May, Martin is calling for dry conditions Wednesday night and Thursday.
Dry weather then continues through May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I think as we get into the night of the 5th and going toward the 6th, that's our next well-organized frontal boundary that comes through Michigan with rain totals up to a 3/4 inch. But there is a nice window there behind the midweek activity next week, right on through that first full weekend of May.
You can find more forecast details from Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin online later Friday at MichiganAgToday.com, sponsored by Greenstone Farm Credit Services. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.